Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It is cut down day, as we know, in the NFL. The Giants and Jets have plenty of moves to make before the 4 o'clock deadline. This one of the expected ones from the Giants, according to reports this morning. Tommy DeVito is being waived.
This is stupid.
With cheese.
Oh, God.
What happens to his agent and the fedora and the suit?
Well, he's got to get him another job. He's going to get another
job.
He's
going to get picked up.
I mean, I would be stunned if he's available very long.
He'll be a Raider.
Well, they got Kenny Pickett yesterday.
Yeah.
They still need more.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe
Kenny Pickett's coming off a hamstring.
How good did the Jets feel about Tyrod Taylor's health?
Wasn't Mike White released too somewhere?
He was, by the Bills.
Yeah. So he's available. Then you can play that song for him, too, because Jet fans love Mike White.
I did. I loved him. I was on the bandwagon. And then I watched them play.
What was the whole thing when they wore the shirts?
I think they were just tired of Zach Wilson. I mean, I'm being honest. Really? They were just tired of
him. And they did that right in front of him?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the wrong place. Yeah, there's no walking
around. Do we think the Dolphins
it.
Are already sick of Zach Wilson as their backup?
A tough place. Nah, they haven't seen him play yet.
No, they have.
Nah, yeah, they haven't. Well, they got Tua out there getting hurt every 3 minutes. They haven't
seen
Zach.
That's why they've seen enough. Maybe. Keep throwing Tua out there. That's the best shot they got.
Wow.
Well, unlike Willie and Yoga, Aaron Rodgers actually tried being a Jet. It did not go well, as we know, and will be reminded of when Rodgers and the Steelers come to Jersey in week one. Jerry, you've already mentioned this morning, Rodgers sat down this week with Adam Schein on SiriusXM. Here's the longer clip of his message for Jets fans.
I really embraced my time there and put as much of myself into it as I possibly could, and I really wanted to win there. I really did. And I have a lot of appreciation for the special moments. There weren't a ton of them, but, you know, one of the coolest moments, unfortunately, four plays later, was all taken away. But running down that field, it was a special night. And even though it ended very shortly thereafter, that'll always be a kind of a special snapshot.
Has anyone said?
Well said.
Yeah, but it's so weirdly unemotional.
Well, that's him. But you know what?
That's kind of him.
No, I know.
Even when he came on with Boomer and Geo, the first training camp, and I know he was late getting there and had traffic. I understand that. But even that, with all the pomp and circumstance and the excitement around the team, that was him in August.
Yeah.
So he's not with even with McAfee. He's very, very like
that's how he talks.
Low volume.
Yeah, that's him.
I am with Andrew. I listen to that, and I can think of Schein yelling at his producer, can someone wake this guy up? Because it does sound like he's laying in his bed just kind of having a conversation.
I'm also interested, outside of that Monday night, him running out the tunnel on Monday Night Football with the flag and how big that moment was for the Jets in New York, period, and everything that was supposed to mean for that team. What's the second biggest moment for him?
I would think.
Because I can't think
not
of
not winning the Super Bowl?
No, I mean, in reference to being
it
as a Jet.
Oh, being with the Jet. I'm sorry.
Like he said, there's
game
not a
lot. Jacksonville? That was a hell of a game and Davante Adams had together.
Yep.
Because you're right, there's not many of them.
I can't think of any outside of that moment. Like, I don't know if there's a standard moment where we're like, man, that was a great day for Aaron Rodgers. Like, I can't think of
just Jacksonville. That would be, might be it.
Wow.
Might be. Maybe the last touchdown pass he threw.
Sure.
Kind of realize, well, then again, how special is that? You know you're on your way out. I don't know.
Good question.
I think we're getting the full chat, by the way, from these two later today. So there might be even more to dissect.
This was
from
a
this.
Teaser?
Yeah, I think the tweets from Schein and Mad Dog Radio said, sat down with Rodgers for tomorrow's show. They released this one and a clip about expectations for the Steelers this year.
Got
so
it.
I don't think we've gotten the full experience just yet.
All right.
You guys just mentioned this. The Browns adding even more intrigue to their quarterback drama yesterday. Kenny Pickett traded to Vegas at a fifth-round pick coming back. And, of course, this opens up a path for Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel to back up Joe Flacco. The Raiders need a backup for Geno Smith because Aiden O'Connell broke his wrist during their preseason finale and could miss 2 months. But this is now the third time Kenny Pickett's been traded in four NFL seasons. Less than that, maybe?
I think less than that, yeah. I mean, he got hurt. He got hurt with the Browns, had a hamstring issue, and I never believed the Browns were going to keep four quarterbacks. I just didn't see that happening. It was just a matter of which one had to go, and unfortunately, it's Kenny Pickett. So, I mean, he'll be fine. Like, it is what it is. Like, he'll move on, and hopefully he has a good career in Vegas.
Back to the Giants real quick. They unveiled their uniform schedule yesterday, guys. Their legacy ensemble, the navy blue jerseys, Giants and block letters on the helmet, that's coming out November 2nd against the Niners, December 14th against the Commanders. Their white color rush uni is back. The old Navy helmets for those as well. They'll wear those back-to-back weeks against the Bears and Packers, weeks 10 and 11. Otherwise, the usual blue or white jersey.
Yeah.
That's an Al story. He loves a good uniform.
Did you ever think a uniform that you wore was ugly?
I liked every uniform I wore. I don't know if I looked the best in it.
What about the bumblebee?
I was fine with that. People hated those things. I had my bumblebee jersey. I liked it. People thought it was ugly, and I think the Steelers are throwing, I think the 1933 jersey, the one that looks like a yield sign, yeah, with like the black, that's coming. The Steelers are wearing that this year. Yeah. I'm okay with it. I think jerseys, though.
Sell.
Yeah, it's overhyped. People get too worked up about it.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.